You're listening to EPN, the e-podcast network.
This is Enterprise Radio and your host, Eric Dye.
Welcome to Enterprise Radio. This is Eric Dye. Enterprise Radio is your EPN channel for exclusive interviews with entrepreneurs, small business owners, and top executives who have experienced great success, as well as the sharing of their latest creations, products, and or services that can help you build your business, leading to business success. Today, we are joined by both James Pond and Matthew McGee, the co-founders of James and Matthew, a dynamic marketing agency based in Boston, Massachusetts. Known for its creativity, dynamic videos, and esteemed clients, James and Matthew is a testament to critical and commercial acclaim. Gentlemen, welcome to Enterprise Radio.
Hi, how are you?
Hi, thank you very much.
Hey, you're welcome, and I'm doing great. Great to have you on. So for the benefit of our listeners, how about one of you tell us about James and Matthew?
Sure, this is Matthew. I think that I would encourage everybody to go to the website first, which is jamesandmatthew.com, and kind of check out our portfolio to see what we do. But really what it comes down to is we're two guys, and we're an advertising consultancy. We do everything from video, radio, branding, web design, print design, all that stuff kind of built in. And what we do is we try to offer our clients a comprehensive creative solution to whatever business challenges they may have.
Yeah, and this is James. You know, one of the most important things about, you know, why we created the company was, you know, there's a lot of advertising out there, and a lot of it is just basically white noise. So we felt that by being a tight, lean company where really our focus is on the creative, you know, we're not an organization that has an incredibly deep bench of all these producers and designers and all these other parts of the equation. We really bring on those resources as we need them. Our focus truly is on the creativity, because in the end, without the creativity part of the equation, everything else is just about execution. And while execution is important, if the creative ideas really aren't there, you're not really going to have an effective campaign.
So tell our listeners, what was the inspiration behind launching the brand James and Matthew?
Well, we used to work together at another advertising agency. And one of the things we found is that when you're not completely out in the open and you don't present yourself to everyone in a very honest fashion, the stifling idea of bureaucracy has a tendency to kind of fester and leak its way into your organization. And when we were talking about our brand and where we wanted to take it, we said, you know what? It's time that we just lay it all out on the line. We're two guys. We have great ideas, and this is our name. Our name is on everything that we do, and we take a lot of pride in everything that we do. And that was really the inspiration behind the name. And it's also kind of a coy little poke at some of the larger, more bureaucratic organizations that use their name for everything, whether you have this, you know, McCoy, Johnson, and Franklin agency, where it's all it is the owner's last names. We're kind of taking a different approach and saying, you know, we want to be on a first name basis with our clients.
Yeah, and this is James. When we, you know, that as our company evolved, because we had gone under different names in the past, but really when we launched this, we saw amazing explosive growth in our business, just because clients were connecting on a much deeper level, both with us and our ideas. As an example, our business cards have our faces plastered right on them. And we're actually getting clients that are drawing pictures on our faces. And one of our clients, you know, drew me as the devil while we were talking with them. And, you know, that may sound like a negative, but actually an amazing positive. They're one of our favorite clients. And when we went back to meet with them 2 weeks later, he had done another drawing for us. So this is connecting on a level with clients that I mean, I don't know if I expected it. I'm sure, you know, Matthew did when he was of the concepts, but it's really added a completely different level to our business, to the point where in January alone, and we've been in business for about 5 years now, but in January of this year, we've already done 50% of our sales revenue from last year in the first month of this year alone, which is a very, very exciting thing for us.
I would say so. That's tremendous. So what are the competitive advantages that you enjoy which translate into success for the various clients that you advise?
I think we have a strong understanding, of what is good in the world of advertising and really what will make our clients stand out. It's funny, I actually met with a brewery yesterday, a craft brewery, and I explained to him how we're similar. We call ourselves craft advertising. Because everything we do is based around the creative idea. It's based around our understanding of traditional advertising and where we can make people stand out. I've always said that in order to face the crowd with the music, we have to face the music with the crowd. So we're very good at taking our brand's target, whatever it is, their audience, their client, their, people that buy their product or their service, and we want to get inside and we want to speak their language back to them. And that's where I think, we really, really excel over some of our competitors, along with a good old, fashioned gut instinct about what will work and what will fly with a lot of the different generations that will be buying their product and service.
And we also tie that in with some pretty heavy-handed analytical data where, if they have a website that's already up and running and we're able to pull analytical data from that, that will then tell us what direction we might want to take some other type of advertising or some changes to the web or their online presence or social media or search engine marketing or YouTube videos, whatever the case may be. We use that data to then say, all right, this is the challenge. How can we make good creative actually solve this challenge for them?
Today we're joined by both James Pond and Matthew McGee, the co-founders of James and Matthew, a dynamic marketing agency based in Boston, here on Enterprise Radio, a part of the Entrepreneur Podcast Network. Tell us about some examples of projects that represent your distinctive and creative approach to branding and promotion, if you would.
Well, we take a pretty wide target when it comes to what we will execute for our clients. We're not just a video house or a web design company or search engine marketing. Really what we're doing is we're looking at the specific challenges that our clients are having and then applying our creativity to solve them. Now that might be working with a credit union that is very interested in expanding upon working with the Gen Y. So what we would do in that particular case is look at Gen Y, research, and find out what Gen Y, which, being basically people that were born from 1980 until the year 2000, are looking for in a financial institution, and then finding out a way to communicate with them. In that particular case, it was the utilization of YouTube videos. And that particular campaign, while generating tens of thousands of views for a four-branch location credit union here based in the Northeast, it also increased their amount of Gen Y membership by over 30% and presented over $10 million in new loans specifically to that demographic. So we can then look at the commercial real estate marketplace, because we have a client that needed to help their retailers understand why they need to work in the particular trade area. So we built a video where we went out and did the research, found out all the demographic information, income, trade area growth, jobs growth, education levels. And then we rolled all of that into about a 2.5 minute long educational video that doesn't get wide broadcast. That video is actually going to be out to about 100 different CEOs, CFOs, and real estate managers throughout the country for large national retail brands. So we're talking about producing ideas that are both focusing on a very wide berth and on a very tight level. A third option that we work with a large shed manufacturer out here that is pretty much the largest shed manufacturer in New England. And we cover a very wide gamut with them where We're doing advertising. We're working on different types of radio concepts that we then track through various tracking numbers, building out custom software for their website so folks can build out a custom shed online, running their Google AdWords so that it effectively, from the start of when we began running their Google AdWords campaign about a year and a half ago, we've reduced the cost of that campaign by over 50% while simultaneously increasing its performance for them in driving leads. So really what we're doing is improving the market position for our clients, the amount of leads that they get, and in the end, the profitability of their business.
Now, what types of clients and or industries? I know you just mentioned one, but typically on the spread in general, what types of clients and or industries does your firm typically deal with?
Yeah, this is still James. Basically, we deal across the board. Our big rule is that we don't work with competitors. You'll find a lot of ad agencies that'll take on anyone because they have supposedly, you know, in quotes, different groups of people that work on different parts of the project. But we believe that our job is to help our clients increase market share. And if we're helping their competition do the same, that's effectively a no-go for us. So We work very hard to spread the types of organizations that we work with. We're talking the financial industry, we're talking real estate, we're talking food manufacturing, we're talking traditional manufacturing, injection molding companies. In that case, we put together a safety video for them to sell their internal safety campaign. So, you know, we're really covering a very wide gamut of organizations that we work with, because it isn't so much about the industry, because if you work within a given industry, you end up recycling the same ideas over and over again. What we want to do, because of our backgrounds, is just constantly keeping it fresh and interesting, because part of our jobs is to help our clients, but part of our jobs is to run and grow our own business. And the only thing that does that for us is always having new challenges to attack. And that's why we do like having a wide variety of clientele that we work with. Again, the only real rule being we don't work with your competition.
And finally, how do you envision James and Matthew growing in both the long and short term?
Well, this is Matthew. I think that right now, any growth that we have will be on the side of the type of ideas, clients, and creative methods that we use. We do, as we get busier, we do know that we're going to be bringing on some people to help us with certain things. But any growth that we have is going to be very slow and very calculated on that side. We're very, very cognizant of what happens when you grow too quickly. And we really want to focus on what our core competency is, and that's being the creative solution for our clients and helping them grow, because we understand that if they grow, we grow.
And this is James. It's important that we bring on the right kind of clients, and that isn't an arrogant standpoint on our behalf. It's that we need clients that fit well with how we operate, or else the campaigns just aren't going to work for them.
Certainly makes a lot of sense. Certainly been good to have the both of you. How about telling us once again where our listeners can get more information and to be in touch online?
Sure. You can check us out at jamesandmatthew.com. We're on Twitter at twitter.com/jamesandmatthew. Our Vimeo channel is vimeo.com/jamesandmatthew. So you can definitely check us out in those areas.
Thanks so much. Informative information. They are both James Pond and Matthew McGee, the co-founders of James and Matthew, a dynamic marketing agency based in Boston, known for its creativity, dynamic videos, and esteemed clients. James and Matthew is a testament to critical and commercial acclaim. And the website, once again, is simply jamesandmatthew.com. Gentlemen, thanks so much for joining us here today on Enterprise Radio, and continued success to you and the company.
Thank you.
You're welcome. And this is Eric Dye, and you've been listening to Enterprise Radio, a part of EPN, the Entrepreneur Podcast Network. Check us out on Facebook and receive exclusive content that you certainly do not want to miss. And once again, we do thank you for tuning in.
Thanks for listening to Enterprise Radio here on EPN. For more information or to subscribe to this podcast, visit epodcastnetwork.com.
This is the ePodcast Network.